Hey, this morning we're catching up with Dr. Gary Fitt, the convener of BirdLife Southern Queensland. How's it going, Gary?
Very well, Fiona.
Now, coming up very soon, it's the Aussie Backyard Bird Count, and I believe this is the 8th year that you guys have been running this. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. The Aussie Backyard Bird Count is an initiative of BirdLife Australia, so it happens all over Australia. It always happens about this time of year in October, and it happens during Bird Week, so October 18 to 24 this year. And as you said, yes, it's the 8th year, and it's starting to develop a very valuable database of information about the birds that people see commonly around backyards and cities and parks all over the country.
Fantastic. Now, do you need to be a bit of an expert to get involved in this, or can anybody do it?
No, it's for anybody, really. Like, it's part of BirdLife trying to encourage more people to be aware of birds and to love birds and want to protect them. And I think if you look at the activities that BirdLife is involved in, they span all the way from just bird observing, whether it's in your backyard or anywhere else, right through to very active bird conservation projects. And so the Aussie Backyard Bird Count is a way of engaging with the public to get them to be aware of the birds that are sharing their environment, whatever your environment might be, whether it's a suburban backyard or the balcony of a high-rise unit, perhaps you might see some birds, or an acreage block. It doesn't matter. It's all the birds. And the beauty of the bird count is that through various tools available through the BirdLife website and the Aussie Backyard Bird Count app, you can learn the birds that are in your location. So it will help you to identify those birds, and then you can count them, and you can count every day of that week if you wish. You can upload your counts either through the app or through the website, and then they are contributed into a large and growing database.
Because this is one of the largest citizen science events in the country, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, last year, over 108,000 people participated in this event. And for this year, we'd hope to see even more people. And it's really about helping people to enjoy birds in their own environment. So you don't have to go to a national park. You can see what birds you can spot in your backyard or in the street. Last year, we counted almost 1 million birds just in Queensland. So I'm calling on Queenslanders to make a big effort this year and make sure we count over 1 million birds.
Because I guess you'd find this information useful for being able to keep an eye on specific numbers, like if they were starting to decline in a particular species, then perhaps you'd be a bit concerned about that.
Yes, exactly. And now that it's starting to accumulate a number of years, you can't really conclude much from a one-year snapshot. But now that we're getting up to the 8th year, we can start to see trends over time. And we acknowledge that, there's variable levels of skill in this bird count, but with the mass of information, you can see real trends. And it's starting to show up some worrying trends in some parts of Australia, particularly with some of the small birds that inhabit our gardens, things like little wrens, blue wrens, for example, silver eyes. The bird count data is showing those species declining pretty dramatically in some parts of Australia, not necessarily in Queensland, but so it is very useful for following trends for particular species. Many species are showing quite stable populations, but there are some worrying signs for others. The most common bird spotted in the bird count over the years has been the rainbow lorikeet. So it certainly seems to be around in good numbers in just about every city in Australia. There are good populations of them now, but for the smaller birds, I guess the habitats that our gardens are providing are not as good as they once were. It's in decline.
So if you'd like to get involved in this year's Aussie Backyard Bird Count, head to the website aussiebirdcount.org.au. Register as a counter. It doesn't matter if you're a novice, just get involved. Download the app to your phone and then get ready to start checking out the birds in your backyard or your local park or anywhere that you like to frequent from the 18th of October through till Sunday, the 24th of October. Gary, thank you for your time today.
My pleasure, and get out there counting.